building, extensions in times of prosperity, and stained glass tributes to the wealthy men who generally paid the bills. Another story is told by the way the church is sited in the town. Lincoln faces the castle across the street, religious and military power nose to nose. Winchester stands amid a neat grid of streets, laid out by a medieval bishop who fancied himself a town planner. Salisbury moved, in the 13th century, from a defensive hilltop site, where the ruins of the old cathedral are still visible, to an open meadow, showing that permanent peace had arrived. But all the while a question nagged at me. Why were these churches built? There are simple answers, for the glory of God, the vanity of bishops, and so on, but those were not enough for me. The building of the medieval cathedrals is an astonishing European phenomenon. The builders had no power tools, they did not understand the mathematics of structural engineering, and they were poor. The richest of princes did not live as well as, say, a prisoner in a modern jail. Yet they put up the most beautiful buildings that have ever existed, and they built them so well that they are still here, hundreds of years later, for us to study and marvel at. I began to read about these churches, but I found the books unsatisfactory. There was a great deal of aesthetic guff about elevations,